Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. That they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. It is so important for us as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ to be good. To be good. To embrace the good. To long and seek after what is good. To praise the good. To embrace the good. This came to me this week when I was thinking about the readings this week, and we had the feast, the memorial of one of the early Christian martyrs, the Virgin Martyr. Her name is actually in the first Eucharistic prayer, St. Agatha. St. Agatha lived in Sicily and was a, her name actually in Greek means good. And in the reading for in the church, in the Liturgy of the Hours, it's taken from an ancient bishop from Sicily, actually commenting on this, you know, local girl makes good, you know, who's a saint, and Saint Agatha, and this reflection upon the goodness of Agatha and sort of playing on her name a little bit. Agatha, the name of our saint, means good. She was truly good, for she lived as a child of God. She was also given as the gift of God, the source of all goodness to her bridegroom Christ and to us, for she grants us a share in her goodness. What can give greater good than the sovereign good? Whom could anyone find more worthy of celebration with hymns of praise than Agatha? Agatha, her goodness coincides with her name and way of life. She won a good name by her noble deeds, and by her name, she points to the nobility of those deeds. Agatha, her mere name wins all men over to her company. She teaches them by her example to hasten with her to the true good, God alone. You know, we live in a time where I think a lot of us are a little afraid to be good, or at least to appear to be good. Maybe a little afraid to praise and embrace what is really good in our world. We don't want to seem to be, you know, like, out of it or something like that, you know? And conversely, to call out stuff that isn't good, for example. I was reminded in reading about St. Agatha as well, and that her goodness, and it was related to her name, and in reflecting on this gospel, your light must shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Back several years ago, when I was at St. Patrick's in McEwen, I don't know if y'all are familiar with St. Patrick's, the little town about an hour west of Nashville that has the world's largest barbecue. You can look it up in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's there, actually. And it's the last Saturday of July, by the way. Best barbecue you've ever had. I had 20,000 pounds of pork shoulders in one weekend. But St. Patrick's has a little school, actually the oldest school in the Diocese of Nashville. And one time, I think it was in there's some of the boys in the sixth grade, although they didn't use this term so much then. I guess it was a little bullying sort of incident. It wasn't terribly serious, but anyhow, so the sister who was the principal said, "Father, I think you need to have a come to Jesus with some of these boys, all right?" So I got these sixth grade boys together, and we sort of got to the bottom of what was going on and figured out who was doing what. But there was one boy there who was in the class who wasn't there that day. And that once we had sort of gotten to the bottom of things, I said, well, what about Michael? And they all just stopped, dropped their jaws, looked at me like I had three heads, and were like, Father, how could you even think that Michael, I mean, these are the ones, the guilty ones, could have anything to do with something like this, you know? Because he was known to be good. Not in a goody-two-shoes kind of way, but just good. He wouldn't have done something like this. And they all knew it. And they were shocked that I didn't know it, you know? He was known to be good. Well, actually, he still is really good, to tell you the truth. He's a priest of our diocese now, actually. So that's the, but that parish has a good pastor. But anyhow, but the, a good one, a really good one, in this true sense of the word good. To be known to be good, to embrace and to long for what is good, to praise that which is good, and to shun that which isn't. And this is supposed to be the light that we bring to the world, among other things, the light of the goodness of God. That God is good. No, beyond that, God is goodness itself. As the end of our reading, the only true good is God alone. You know, our freedom, our free wills, actually are programmed to be attracted to what is good. That's what our wills seek, is the good. Some people in our world think that freedom means the ability to do whatever you want to do. That's not freedom. Freedom is the ability to do what is good. Have you ever noticed that when you're about to do something bad, you have to convince yourself that it's actually good? Have you noticed that? We play these mental gymnastics with ourselves. It's called rationalization, justification, whatever. We'll say, well, I know usually that's not right, but in this case, because of this, that, or the other, it's actually good for me to do this. Well, when you get, just stop before the but, actually, if I, you know, and just, and stay on the, and that, the reason why we have to do that is that our wills only choose what we think is good. So when we want to do something bad, we've got to convince ourselves it's good somehow. Because that's what our wills are geared to, is for the good. We have a longing and a desire to be united to the good. And it's best, and we have the greatest fulfillment in our lives when we live that really boldly. When we let our light shine as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, to let that shine before others, that they may see our good deeds and glorify our Heavenly Father. You know, I think a lot of us, perhaps, really do want to be good. We just don't want anybody to know about it, right? Oh yeah, I'll be good, but please don't think I'm good, you know? We have to give witness to the good. And sometimes that also means calling out the bad. You know, when somebody says something that's not right, when it's not good, you know, I didn't see this, but like last weekend on the at the Super Bowl, I heard a little bit about the halftime show. I think it was time to turn that off myself, actually, you know. It wasn't good from what I hear. It may have had a lot of razzmatazz, but I don't think it partook of the goodness of God. What do you think? I don't think so, from what I heard. I didn't see it. Anyhow, don't go look it up. We have to be good. God is good. And when we are good, we come to this fulfillment. And we let other people see the goodness of God, and it awakens that desire in them. Just like those boys that had been a little bit out of line. When the goodness of their classmate was called into question, that, oh, no, 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 not him. Not him. He's good. He's good. And it inspires us, maybe not to be good yet, as Saint, you know, as Saint, sort of to paraphrase Saint Augustine, Lord, I want to be good, but not yet. You know, that's sort of a paraphrase of saying, but I think a lot of us are that way. But to align this desire for what is truly good. So St. Agatha, her name means good, and she was good. Her name called attention to her good deeds, and her good deeds validated her good name. And that's the way it's supposed to be for us. That's what the Lord Jesus says to us today in the gospel. This is from the Sermon on the Mount, which is basically the constitution of the Christian life, the way we're supposed to actually live as Christians. Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father.